If you're not prepared for this meeting coming, you're going to miss it. This camp meeting will consummate some things that I've been working on for almost 40 years. I've held back in the spirit many times, but I'm not going to hold anymore. And I think the reason that I held back is because the office was in process. Two offices, apostle and prophet. And I was in training and it was progressively trying to see what was happening to me over the years and why there was such a hunger and a thirst and a desire. Not to be negatively speaking, but that was a statement we used in my early training, get in, get out, or get run over. And the dimension of the spirit that we were experiencing in camp meeting. Now, you remember what happened last camp meeting, right? That was an endorsement of apostleship. Nobody couldn't stop that. People started, miracles started happening. I wasn't in control. It wasn't me. It was the Lord himself, all right? Now, I'm seeing ahead of time in the spirit as I pray and celebrate before God, getting ready for camp meeting. I'm going to let some of them young boys preach with me. I've trained them some things, but at the night meeting, I'm basically going to do all the night meeting. But I see some things that are going to happen that if we're not particularly ready in the spirit, and we think we are, looking, sometime I've heard statements. I'll make a few statements. Sit down. I'll make a few statements. A lot of time, because of how the Spirit worked, how the Holy Spirit worked, he's going to be the main subject in this camp meeting. Now, a lot of time, how the Holy Spirit worked, he don't work by the senses. He don't work by the mental man. He only works as who he is, by the Spirit. God have blessed us. And in blessing us, he has given us ability to communicate, for the Holy Spirit to be able to communicate with us. I think that's one man said it in a reading a book. And I think it was the best statement that I ever heard on this. Now, my secretary brought me that book, and I looked at that statement. That statement is so powerful. And you might want to write this down. If you knew what God or who God had put within you, you would train so it can become your greatest asset. And I'm changing some of his word because right now I'm seeing by the Holy Spirit and your born again spirit, which captured the very nature of God, caused you to have the highest type of communication that ever existed in the world. Animals can't have that. But when he said he created us in his own image, it was by giving us his spirit. So in Mark 6, it said there he couldn't do no mighty work. Why? Because the people wasn't ready for him. And so when the mentions of the spirit came, they failed to go that far, but they didn't know how. Another instance says, and the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Nobody got healed. That's Luke 5, I think. They didn't know how to receive it. So my job is tonight, probably Sunday, probably next week, to start preparing you for camp meeting. And to take you deeper in the dimensions of the spirit, in which it's time to go, it's time to flow, it's time to know. Yeah, it's time that we begin to move in those dimensions. So tonight, that's what I'm going to cut at. It's taking you some places I've been already in the spirit. Matter of fact, I spend 2 or 3 hours a day now listening to my dad. I used to follow Brother Hagin all the time. He's going home to be with the Lord. But I just sit in the minister's lounge and just listen at him and go back over some of the time when I was being trained, being developed. He spoke to me about 10 to 12 times, called me out, and spoke some things over my life in my process, and I'm still processing. You're always processing in the spirit. When you're getting mature in the spirit, you're dangerous. You always know there's a leg of immaturity in you. I said, you always remember there's a leg of immaturity in you when you come down to the spirit realm. And one of the things I want to warn you of, did you get that? But I gave you off this card because I got to give. If you knew what God or who God had put within you, you would train that, I don't want to say it, he can become your greatest asset. All right. The spirit world, knowing how to function in the spirit, is the Christian greatest asset. Amen? Now, all of y'all, look at me now. I want nobody thinking about no matured portion of you. I'm talking about all of y'all can do this. Yes, all of God's children has his spirit. Yes, okay, now, if you really want to develop in these sections, I'm going to show you enough for you to develop that when a real dimension of the spirit starts moving, you won't miss it by moving in another vein. Yes, now, here's one secret you must know about the spirit world. People sometimes get so busy looking for the spectacular, they miss the supernatural. Now, just last week I dealt with that in provision of miracles in Gretna. And one of the things that caused a person to miss what the Holy Ghost doing, they're looking for something complicated or something understandable, and he throw a curve with something very simple and gonna make something very complicated happen. Yes. Wow. Did you hear that? Yes, even in your own portion of life, a lot of time you're dealing with a real complicated thing, but you have to listen to the spirit, in the spirit, to hear what the spirit is saying to do. Yes, about the situation. And what he says, listen to me, don't add up. And so that's why we're going to be dealing with the spirit of truth. That's one of the first things I start teaching. In order to function in the spirit of truth, you're going to have to understand the spirit of faith. What is 2 Corinthians 4:13 talk about the spirit of faith? The spirit of faith. So some things I want to deal with and walk you through. That's why I'm not having time to sing tonight. As some things I want to start getting you to grip with and to see some things. And let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, and Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. Two great truths is held there. What I'm saying, two great truths is held there. You are known in the body of Christ as a joint. And it talks about increase in every aspect, increase, but the major aspect is all increases is based on increasing in the spirit. Amen. You got that? Write it down. All increase in your life is based on increasing in the spirit. Right now. So we have to know how to increase in the spirit, but we also have to know, listen very carefully, when you become a part of the universal church or local church, among other things you have to give supply, but the supply of the spirit you carry, the supply of the spirit you can bring forth. How aware are you of supplying your part of the spirit? Yes, See, the Lord expecting you to do that. Yeah. See, now remember now, all increase, your marriage, your finances, your health, numerically in the church, is based on the supply of the Spirit. You want increase in healing? Increase the supply of the Spirit. Increase in wisdom, increase in business, increase in understanding what to do. You need an increase in the supply of the Spirit. Now, we know the supply of the Spirit comes from the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, remember now, you cannot gauge the move of the Holy Spirit by how you feel. It's good to feel good, but yet you must know that if you don't grieve him nor quench him, he will manifest. And when he manifests, he has the ability to create the need. Whatever the need may be, supernaturally. So it's beyond going to church now. It's I know that I'm here tonight, and this service is, my supply of the Spirit has to do with how he's going to come out. In other words, because if the flow get the flowing, and you are ignorant of how to flow with it, or contrary, yeah. That means that somewhere in the Spirit you haven't grown. Because it's not going like you think it should go. And so therefore now, you become a hindrance and a restriction. Watch this now. And God have mercy. You had to be dealt with. Not by man, by God. Because you keep blocking God's people out with your contrariness and don't know how to relax in the Spirit and flow with the flow, you keep hindering that person from getting the answer. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. So I want to train you how not to let self get ahead of the Spirit. And he always fighting for that place. Where yet? In your soul. In your body. Now, simply, I've taught many of you, you know, and I've got new people come in. But, and I know I told you to turn, what two scriptures I told you to turn, Ephesians 4:16 and Philippians 1:19. I know I told you to turn. But yet, on the other hand, many have come in and don't recognize what it means when it said, therefore, if any man be in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. They have no idea what that means. See, that's strictly spiritual talk. They're not talking about your body. If you was 150 pounds, when you got saved, you're still 150 pounds unless you do something about it. You see, so it's not a physical conversation there. It's the church deal with the Spirit. So I remember when I first come in contact with this understanding. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. Now, God does not contact me through my body, my senses, or my mental man. God does not contact me through my mind only, my soul. But God contacts me through my spirit. Huh? I am a spirit. Now, see, a giraffe can't say that. That's how God created us in his image. And so, you know, we quote in the Psalm 23, he leads me into green pasture. How? How you lead me into green pasture? By going to college? How you lead you in green pasture? Prove it scripture. What scripture you talking about? What scripture you talking about? Don't be scared. What scripture you talking about? Romans 8:14, turn now. Don't Don't be scared. I tell you, I'm getting you ready. See, we quote the psalm. He lead me in the green paths. He's not going to lead you nowhere unless you know how to be led by the Spirit. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the Son of God. See. And then you have in Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the counter of the Lord, searching all the inward part. Now watch this. He's going to tell you what your spirit is. He'll tell you what your spirit is. Where your spirit at? Where your spirit is? In your belly. Proverbs 20:27. I think that's right. Huh?
Yes,
now look at John 7:37-39.
Yes,
see? You're going to talk about out of your belly? It's the same thing. You're talking about your spirit.
Yes,
also, when he talks about your heart, most time in the Bible, when he's talking about your heart, it's talking about the inner man. Peter called him a hidden man.
Yes,
it's talking about the spirit. See, the Bible never said a gesture live by feeling. The Bible says the gesture live by faith, because faith can bring you over into the spirit realm. So, how much of a supply can you give in a service? What you're working with? What you brought here tonight? Did you come here on empty and incapable if the Holy Ghost began to do something out of the ordinary? Can you catch it? Untrained, you can't. Untamed, you can't. So here we talk about in Ephesians 4. I'll talk some more in a minute. Ephesians 4. And let's just you write note the importance of the right supply of the Spirit. The importance of having the right supply of the Spirit. And it's an ongoing thing. The Spirit, and I mean healing, all your heart desires are here tonight.
Amen.
Because everything that you need is in the spirit realm. Now notice this 16 verse, Ephesians 4:16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together. Now notice what it says. And compacted by that which every joint supply. Or every person supply. Huh? According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, you see that? Maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So all increase is based on the supply of the Spirit. I've said that 4 or 5 times. I mean, that is, let me get over and say something here. That is a secret that can carry you to your destiny so swift and so fast. See. Because sometimes we let natural supplies take all our time. And once you get the spiritual supply, the natural has to yield. I'll be talking about it. Easy to do this, easy to have this. People don't understand what I'm talking about. I ain't even thinking about that. I'm going at the Spirit. And so the Spirit make it easy. The Spirit make it happen while I'm after him. Jesus tried to tell us, seek ye first, Matthew 6:33. And in that chapter, he's talking about all these necessary things, clothes, food. He says, shelter, you don't have to worry about that. Seek this. See, but that's in a dimension of the Spirit, because you're not going to do it if you're not in the Spirit, if you don't know how the Spirit works. Because you'll seek scriptures and you'll seek prayer. But he didn't say that. He said, seek the kingdom. What is the kingdom? It's not meat and drink. Romans 14:17, what he said? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Those things are in the spirit. Once they are in place, I, for lack of a better word, they motivate everything else to move. He who has the supply of the Spirit cannot be told no by nothing. Because one translation, one verse said, he says, anything you ask in my name, I'll see to it that you get it. One translation said, anything you ask in my name, if I don't have it, I'll create it for you. And I've seen him do that. This is serious, children. This, you being a joint, how much supply do you place in the work of God? Your supply is going to determine your increase. You know none of the band members get paid here? Not a one. But they're in a position for supply to increase. Huh? You know, I got 12 men traveling all over the world with me, and I got a band, traveling band, who bring their guitars on the airplane. They don't get paid. And I'm a payer. I believe in chefing out money. But only when God tell me to do it. Who pays those 12 men to travel all over the world with me? They, from a supply of the Spirit, they are able to do it. God working on something for them more than $3,000. Are you listening? Now, your supply in the Spirit will cause increase to come from everywhere. So when you become, when you are planted in a ministry, you become a supplier of that ministry so you can have increase in your life. Well, go to Philippians 1:19. I see you kind of not understand where I'm trying to get you. Wow. Philippians 1:19 now. You see, when you talk about every joint supply, you think about, well, tithe and offering. I'm supplying. No. Supply a place for the Spirit to move. And everybody get their need met. What I say? Supply a place. Other words, you Romans 9:1 every time you come in, Romans 9:1. Have your conscience bearing witness with the Holy Ghost, not down the street, not what you don't lack. Yield. Now that's a key word there, yield. Write that word down, yield. And circle it, because in these meetings, if you don't yield, I told you, get in, get out, or get run over. Because the Holy Ghost is going to be demonstrating in the spirit and of power. I'm preparing myself. The other speakers preparing themselves. We got all the intercessors praying in one direction. All over the country, they're praying. I don't know. I think it'll be a tsunami. An outpouring and an overflowing. And great joy. Joy unspeakable. And full of glory. I believe we'll see greater signs than we've seen the last time. We're talking about the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit. Nobody I never heard taught the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit, the present day ministry of Jesus, but the present day ministry of the Holy Spirit we're going to be dealing with. Now, here Paul talks about a supply of the Spirit. and Philippians 1:19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Ghost. All right, now, that's talking about the supply of the Holy Ghost. The supply of the Holy Ghost will always bring increase. So instead of going after increase, what? Go after the Holy Ghost. What do you say? Go after who?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is not the Holy Ghost unless increase comes. If you don't follow the Spirit, you're going to work God backwards. In other words, God only deal with your spirit. Now we get happy and jump around. That's overrated with the Lord. But an everyday walk and acknowledging the Holy Ghost, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I want more of you than technology. And the Holy Ghost is more technical than technology. Yes, sir. He's more evidence than Instagram. These things, they think they're all magnificent. No. No, children, listen to me. No, and he'll fall in you tonight. No. The Holy Ghost is more complicated than anything they have ever discovered because he has so much to offer. But yet, his description is as a dove. What does that mean? He's gentle and he'll leave quick if he don't get his respect. Supply the Spirit. Supply the Holy Ghost. Now I'm a spirit and the Holy Ghost is connecting with my spirit and bring me into the realm of the Spirit. Different levels of the Spirit. That's where miracles, signs, wonders, the supernatural, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the changing of character, devoted to sanctification, because the Holy Spirit is taking the Word of God and feeding my spirit. Now, the supply, you look at it in 19 verse again, the supply of the Spirit is always connected to prayer. The supply of the Spirit is, you know what? The reason some people are Christian, they're not interested, they don't know. They don't have no idea who they could be. Or what they could be doing. So they sell it for church on Sunday, church on Wednesday, 3 hallelujahs. If you only knew what God want to say to you and what God want to do for you and what God want to do with you, you can enjoy your life a whole lot more. I said you can enjoy. See, it's no sad day. It might be a look like a bad day, but it's no sad day. Because you know how you're going to come out. Why? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is my friend. I'm in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Say it. You know what kind of partner you have? It's God himself. A revealer. See? So now. There's no supply. Praying in the Spirit. You remember praying in the Spirit? Jude 20. Praying in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 talk about praying in the Spirit. Praying mysteries. Praying secrets. Are you here? Yes. Now the Holy Spirit is emphasizing to me to say this over. I've said it 4 or 5 times. I'll say it another way. The increased supply of the Holy Ghost will always bring all other increase. Now, if you don't pray, listen, if you don't pray, you may not have a sufficient supply of the Spirit, and now you're violating Ephesians 4:16. Being filled with the Spirit is making a supply of the Spirit that will produce increase. But you can't make a supply, and I hope all of y'all feel, if you're not feeling having the Holy Spirit, I'm having no respect for how you feel. You need to be filled with the Spirit. Because you can't make a supply of the Spirit without being filled. You must be able to pray in the Spirit. And no such thing coming, I'm filled with the Spirit, but I just don't pray in tongues. No, no, no. You must. And you know, I know the difference when they're praying. You know, people make noise sometimes. They ain't praying in the Spirit. I know. I've been in meeting. I'm sitting right by them. They make a whole lot of noise. Bop, 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 bop. And not in the Spirit. See? See, people who really feel the Spirit pray genuinely in the Spirit. All right? Now, well, Lord, you want me to go that way? I will. You must learn how to yield to the unusual move of the Spirit. He will move unusually. Or he will move unusual to the normal. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So there's a word has to be there. There are two words. You have to learn to trust him and learn to obey him. Unusual. Not asinine, not crazy thing you done thought up yourself, trying to be spiritual and everybody see clean through it. No point in getting them prophesied, then they ain't the Lord. Everybody know. Then everybody job to stop them, though. Government have to stop them. Maybe sometimes you say, God, sit down. They ain't the Lord. Sit yourself down. You better get in trouble, but the apostles sure won't get you. Now, this unusual move of the Holy Ghost. Say unusual move of the Holy Ghost. You miss your last blessing by missing an unusual move. Wow. Yep. Yep. You know it because your spirit will witness. That's an inward witness. Yeah. I was listening to my dad today teaching on, he said, inward witness is a green light. I have them all the time. Then there's another red light, meaning don't do it. All right. Number one, by developing a relationship with the Spirit, you'll be able to yield to unusual move of the Holy Ghost by developing a relationship with the Spirit. All right? Three ways. Four ways. Born of the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Anointed. Born of the Spirit, you're born again. What at John 3:3? Jesus said you must be born again, being filled with the Spirit. Acts 2 or Acts 1:8. Jesus said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. We just quoted Romans 8:14, as many is led by the Spirit. You can be led by the Spirit. They're the sons of God. And then there's an anointing, 1 John 2:27, 2:20. Talking about the anointing. Now, Jesus did nothing without the Holy Ghost. You read in Acts 10:38, look at it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what?
The Holy Ghost.
And what?
And
who went about?
Good.
And healing all.
Yes, sir.
You take the Holy Ghost out there, Jesus couldn't do it.
Yes,
now, I'll tell you another thing. I'll expound on it in camp meeting. But the Holy Ghost's job is to glorify Jesus. If anything up you doing in your life, anything you want to come to pass, if it does not glorify Jesus, Holy Ghost says, I'm out. I'm out. Now, revelation will set your standard of how much participation you can take. Because now we got this scripture in 1 Corinthians 2. Go ahead on 1 Corinthians 2. That 9 and 10. I mean, that whole chapter though is a wonder, a sign and wonder by itself. But eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. But then it says, but the Spirit. Look at the 10th verse. But the Spirit. Spirit what? Reveal. Say reveal.
Reveal.
Reveal. Some of y'all are living an unrevealed life. Because there's not enough respect and not enough honor toward the Holy Ghost. He is the executor. He is the one running the whole thing now. Jesus took his high priestly position. But he sent the Holy Ghost. I'll give you another comforter. I couldn't be the more in one place at a time with you. But this fella going to be everywhere you go. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. All your problem is about to tilt. You see? Because this person can get the job done. And he want me to prepare you for a move of the Spirit that's going to bless this whole area and then go around the world. The Holy Ghost can do it. Hallelujah. How many times in your life have you said this? You don't need to be spiritual. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, you may have said, help me, Jesus. Help me, God. How many times you say it? He the helper. Help me, Holy Ghost. Give me direction on this. I can't get my hand on this. I can't get my mind wrapped around this. What is this? And there's a spirit dealing with you. That's what the Holy Ghost is. I got it. He'll locate that spirit of the enemy and give you the insight of how to deal with it. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Some of y'all still don't want to say it. You're a trifling Christian. Help me, Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes if you don't understand government, it's insulting. See, I call you trifling. Nobody won't be called no trifling. I came here to hear about Jesus. That was Jesus.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Now, most of your problem been solved right there. All the morning and everything, every time that thing come up, you say, help me, Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? Now, you got to be right in the transaction. He ain't going to help you do nothing wrong. So the first point he's going to check is you. You ready to repent? That might be some things you have to repent about. It might be some things you have, some people you have to say, I'm sorry. You might have to say, I talk too harsh, too fast. Everybody guilty, wave your hand. Everybody guilty. Anybody here never tell call I see code and share code? Tell me you never got angry, you're lying. Or you've been living with your head in the hole and you got mad with the hole. So I found out that eyes cannot participate. Eyes have not seen. You see the night voice? Go ahead and look at it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. We got some things prepared for, but we can't get them naturally. In the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit. On the Lord's day, I saw and I heard. A lot of times we're not in the spirit. We're not seeing nothing. We're not hearing nothing. Lord, let me get in the spirit. Help me. Help me to get in the spirit quickly. Are you following me? Now, I was thinking about my aunt. I was just thinking about her a couple days ago. That woman stayed in the spirit. A Freeland mama, Alice Jackson, stayed in the spirit. No, I said, oh, boy, don't touch that. That ain't right. Left you in the spirit. She lived right, though. She was a godly woman. Her husband died many years, but she kept herself. She was a holy woman. You talk about Anna in the Bible, you got Alice in the Bible, too. She lived right, stayed a widow for many years, and lived holy. But was quickened in the spirit, knew how to move in the spirit. Freeland got it, but he just got to shout him up on himself. He got it. He got it. He got it. People get around you and jerk you out. Cousin, family members. Yeah, you can walk in deep dimension of the spirit, but you had to cut some of your cousin loose. Every time you get prayed up, here they come with something damnable. Monkey grease or something like that. Now, another thing here, relying on the Holy Spirit, you listening?
Yes,
in every transaction. Relying, you see, sometimes we think we can do it. No, 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 I can pray that. No, no, no. Every time you pray, you're saying, I'm relying on the Holy Spirit. You can't pray without relying on the Holy Spirit. Relying on the Holy Spirit to open a door, open a gate, close a door, close a gate, open your eyes, open your ears, that you can see something that you can't see normally. We're back to Acts 10:38. You wonder how Jesus did all that stuff he did? How God anointed. Go ahead, get it. Look at it again. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. He's the man with the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good. And healing all who was oppressed of the devil. You hear me? Listen to what I'm about to say to you. But you know why? Because nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop the Holy Ghost. I dare you say it three times, Holy Ghost in charge.
Holy Ghost in charge. Holy Ghost in charge. Holy Ghost in charge.
He heard that. So you're going to have to turn the stringer loose. You have to let him be in charge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel him coming on right now. Yeah, he'll take over. He'll take over and he'll make it good. He'll make Genesis and Revelation good. Because he didn't appear in Acts chapter 2. He was in the first chapter of Genesis all the way through. The Holy Ghost, Jeremiah, Gideon did what he did because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Moses did what he did. Not because he was Moses, because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Seemed like we should learn something from those episodes. We're so busy looking at Moses, we can't see the Holy Ghost. Noah couldn't build that ark. Without the Holy Ghost. How many times you mention the Holy Ghost in your house? How many times, look at two businessmen. How many times you mention the Holy Ghost in your place? How many times you welcome the Holy Ghost in your business? Your home. Is he made welcome? You go to a Holy Ghost church. You got a Holy Ghost pastor. You just want to enjoy the Holy Ghost. You got it. You have an advantage. You who come to this church have an advantage. Now, see, some don't want me to say that, but I got to say it because I know it's true. You have an advantage. How many people tonight in a Wednesday night Bible study hearing this? Honoring the Holy Ghost. The person who run everything. Telling you without him, they're nothing. No ministry gift, nothing without him. I'm a complete nothing. The Holy Ghost has blessed. Oh, the Holy Ghost, man, I'm getting full here. Yeah. Because of the Holy Ghost, man. And stop being disrespectful to the Holy Ghost. And you may not do it purposely, but you can do it through ignorance. So we're going to clear the ignorance up. Honor the Holy Ghost. So there, relying on the Holy Spirit in every transaction. Revelation will set your standards for your participation. Developing a relationship with the Spirit by being born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit, and anointed. Here's one that will set your life array. And it will serve you the rest of your days. You get into the unusual move of the Holy Ghost. That's what I said, right? Yes. Now listen to this one. Refusing and rejecting all impossibilities. Amen. You didn't get it. Yes. Refusing and rejecting. Not because now you understand the unusual move of the Holy Ghost. So you got the ability now to refuse and reject all impossibilities. In other words, all impossibilities become possible to me tonight. Through the Holy Spirit. Look at all Jesus' miracles. Phenomenals. Look how he did it. You know, I'm talking about Sunday night or Friday night. They needed wine. Jesus told him, and Jesus' mama said, whatever he says to you, do it. Now, that's where we fall off the board right there. You know, we got our dignity. You can't be dignified and follow the Holy Ghost. Not that kind of dignity. You see, the Bible says, you got to bring the Bible together, see. When you're having trouble in different aspects of your life, Romans 5, 1 through 5, is the greatest deliverance. You see, it talks about faith, and it talks about going through some things. It talks about grace. But then all of a sudden, it get to Romans 5:5 and saying, hope making not ashamed. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Hope making not ashamed. So you got to always have hope. The Holy Ghost is a hope keeper. Y'all give up. Throw in the towel. No. Don't throw it in unless he tell you to throw it in. See? Refusing and rejecting all the impossibilities. Could it be possible? I got some men here now. They thought I was going out of my mind. Could it be possible to have a worldwide ministry in Darrell? None of this out there now. No, nothing built out there. No, nothing out there. No subdivision. Nothing but woods. No red lights. Get across the road the best way you can. I think it was old Robbins who came in and told me, Brother Tom, you got something here. Something going to happen. Ken Copeland came here. He says, everything going to grow around here because your ministry is here. You want me to tell you what the Spirit of God just said? He just took tension off all your miracles. Every miracle you need shall come to pass if you pay attention to what the Holy Ghost is saying to you tonight. You, every miracle, help me, Holy Ghost. You see, every miracle, every instruction, every enlightenment, every empowerment, every healing, everything you need coming to you tonight, because the Holy Ghost cannot fail. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Now watch this. And healing. I can't hear you. Every category is touching the Spirit tonight. All your miracles were released just a minute ago. See, that's why I'm trying to get you ready, see. See, the Spirit of God, all miracles you need was released just a few minutes ago. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for my miracle. Miracles. I might not be, because I see them. I might not be able to spell this right. In your leg, is it Van, V-E-I-N? That's right. Somebody got a vein in their leg getting corrected right now. It has been giving you a problem with a stinging in your leg. The sting gone. Problem gone. And you have not had it a few years. It's been a long time. I'm gonna see if y'all ready for this. And 20 other things left with it. See, I just say what I hear in the Spirit. See, that's unusual move. I just say what I hear in the Spirit. So he didn't tell me what the other 19 were. See, when those things are spoken, I have to have you in a position to grab it. Tell the person next to you, Sunday school over. Tell them you're in the big church now. As short as I'm standing here, 19 other things left here. Sickness, disease, lack, limitation, whatever it was. Arguments, confusion, demonic powers. Why? The Holy Ghost is in charge. My goodness. As an old song from the secular world, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. I bet the way it went. Well, I heard freedom in the morning and freedom all through the night. Sleeping problem just left. You'll sleep like a baby. Hallelujah. See, I'm getting you ready for camp meeting. We'll have so many things manifest by the time they get here. Then you all don't know how to grab it. See, that's why I'm going to train you how to grasp why I'm giving you these points. I'm almost through tonight. And most of y'all really don't know me. Dimensions of the spirit. I've been in places, traveling, and seeing things happen. I get back in more in a teaching mode, but I'm turning loose in camp meeting. And you'll see the other side of your man of God. Yeah. Get the flowing in the spirit and letting the spirit have his way. Uh-huh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God.